Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 11, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's December 9th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, in one of the segments last week, you mentioned how many of the psychics working for the government had been destroyed when they tried to attack one of your workers while in the employment of the last administration. What if they had been innocent, used by the government, not knowing who they were attacking? Would they have been protected? Would they have been destroyed attempting to attack one of your workers?
Very few working for the last administration, Alora, could ever be called innocent in any way. Most of them knew exactly what they were doing and that every bit of it was evil. But unfortunately, no. Anyone attacking us with psychic powers, we cannot distinguish when the attacks begin who they are. The moment we feel the surge of attack coming against us, the defense is almost automatic. We respond with overwhelming, devastating force. The defense, it has to be so quick, it has to be so instantaneous to protect our people, to stop the attack against them, that we have no time to track where it is coming from or consider who is sending it. We can only respond, and we respond with overwhelming, absolutely devastating force, absolutely devastating energy. Whatever they are sending against our people, we times 100 and send right back to them, and it simply overloads them and burns them out and destroys them, leaving nothing. The best advice I can give to anyone, absolutely anyone, is never use your powers to attack. Always use them to defend, and then you will be safe, because using your powers to attack can be fatal.
Ooh, ow, that's gotta hurt. Demetrius says it's like being electrocuted. Every nerve in your body is simply fried, and the body simply can't function. The heart stops beating, you stop breathing and die. That's gotta hurt big time. I can't imagine anybody even trying it.
That is a very good comparison, Alora. A very good comparison. Indeed.
We'll be back after the break with much more.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Polly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine.
Well, Alora's busy again getting this week's Here's Jesus up, and we're still rather disappointed that we have no questions. Our mailbox has been empty for several days, but we'll go here with a question that I'm often asked. What are my feelings on gun control? Well, my feelings on gun control are virtually the same as Demetrius's feelings on gun control. If guns were outlawed, only outlaws would have guns. Instead of people killing each other with guns, they'd be killing each other with axes and clubs and knives and something else. Guns are not the problem. It is not the gun that commits the crime. You could have a society totally without guns and you would have crime. The problem is the attitudes that we are teaching our children. If we teach our children that it is perfectly permissible for them to go out and take a gun and shoot somebody and rob a store or something, and because they're minors they can't be punished, they can get away with it, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to do it. If you teach children that this behavior is acceptable, that they can do these things, if you teach children it's perfectly all right to trash other people's property, that it doesn't matter, that they can simply buy more, then you are teaching them disrespect and dishonor and to hold nothing that belongs to anybody else sacred. Those communities that say, oh, you can't hurt a burglar, he's in your house merely to steal something because he's trying to provide for his family and something, are totally wrong. This person is stealing. He's taking something that belongs to somebody else, and that's not appropriate. People have a right to defend their property, to defend their homes, to defend their loved ones. And when people say, oh, you can't have a gun, you can't defend yourself, you can't protect what is yours, you can't hurt somebody else because they simply want to take what is yours, they might need it, then that is terribly, terribly wrong. and should be corrected.
We'll be back again.